Cari fratelli e sorelle, in queste domeniche la liturgia presenta nel Vangelo.
Speaking from his window to the thousands of pilgrims gathered to pray the Angelus with him in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict XVI recalled this Sunday's Gospel, which tells how Jesus healed a paralyzed man.
Oggi è la volta di un paralitico.
The Pope said the paralyzed man is the image of every human being who, blocked and tied down by sin, cannot live uprightly and walk in the way of the good.
Figliolo, ti sono rimessi I tuoi peccati.
First, Christ forgives the paralytic's sins, and then he proves his authority to forgive by restoring the paralyzed man to perfect health. The message, said Pope Benedict, is clear. Humanity is paralyzed by sin and has need of God's mercy, which Christ came to give in order that the heart of mankind might be healed and his whole existence flourish.
Il messaggio è chiaro. L'uomo, paralizzato dal peccato, ha bisogno della misericordia di Dio.
The Pope said the world's problems are many and complex, but only Jesus Christ offers people true healing. Recalling his recent encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, and remembering the man he called his beloved predecessor, John Paul II, the Holy Father prayed that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, every person might open his heart to God's merciful love.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
Following the Angelus, Pope Benedict spoke briefly in English.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims at today's Angelus, including students from Notre Dame High School in Connecticut. In a special way, our hearts turn to all souls suffering the devastating consequences of the landslide in the Philippines. I ask you to join me in praying for the victims, the loved ones, and all souls affected. May the grieving families experience the consolation of the Lord's presence, and rescue workers be assured of our concern and support.